A meditation contrasting the outside world with our inmost feelings. In the Storm by Eric Odom.
I drove in a storm. I live in a storm. I couldn't see but half a mile in front of me. Vision blurred by a conspiracy of clouds, wings as black as death, a raven born of nightmares, and it spills out of sleeping mind, ravages the waking world with my hellscape. Dark clouds hung low and blew through each intersection. Thunder became its booming trumpet, or God-given voice. Gaia trying to speak through flooded streets, an ocean in the city, a reminder that we occupy islands in an all-encompassing body of water. My mind is a collection of low-pressure systems, sparked into a violent explosion when heat is applied, when my volcano of a throat finally explodes, my mouth becomes Vesuvius, and I scream my soot into the sky. But I needed to get home. I want to go home. To the eye of the storm, where I can see the walls trying to contain chaos. I manifest sunshine as best I can, to push back the ever-present darkness that hungers to swallow me whole.
This piece by Baroque composer Marin Marais is intense and deeply personal. It has the name Tombeau, which means tomb in French, and it's a tribute by Marais to his former teacher and mentor, Monsieur de Saint-Colomme. Though the music is extremely intimate, performed by just viola da gamba and harpsichord, the emotions portrayed are almost operatic and range from reflective to sad and even occasionally violent. All emotions echoed in Odom's poem. As you listen, let the viola da gamba take you on an emotional journey, and consider how the composer uses silence to make us look inward.
Thank you.
These meditations are brought to you by Les Délices. You can learn more about the music and poetry for our meditations on Les Délices' website, lesdelices.org. If you're enjoying this series, I invite you to take a moment and send us your feedback by completing a short survey. Just visit www.lesdelices.org/meditations.